Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah Roberts is joining us live this morning from Pittsburgh. Her daughter Meredith Roberts underwent a life-saving liver transplant over the weekend. And it seems like all of Western New York is rallying around your family. Sarah, how is Meredith this morning?
Meredith's doing okay. She has long nights in the PICU. There's a lot of pain post-op, but her nurses, everyone here is just phenomenal, attending to her every need and trying to make her comfortable. And the transplant was truly her miracle, and now we just have to do all these steps toward her recovery.
If you could take us through, how did you become aware of this acute illness? And then what was the steps that kind of took you from being aware to then all of a sudden this outpouring of support from the community?
It was right around Halloween. She was telling me that her urine was very dark. She's an athlete. She's a competitive swimmer at the state level, national level. And sometimes that just meant to her that she was very dehydrated. So she said, oh, I got to start taking in more fluids. And so I just believed that that was it. And 2 days later, she said, Mom, my urine is still really, really dark. So I called the doctor, and they were going to run just some urine tests to see maybe something simple was going on, and they were going to do it the following day. So I left for work the following Tuesday. She called me from band and said, Mom, my friends are telling me that I'm yellow, which I'm a nurse. I know that that is not good. And then for high school students to be aware that her color was wrong was really telling me something was wrong. So I called the pediatrician. They sent her for a liver ultrasound and for some lab work. And I took her back to school. They were assuming it was likely viral. She went back to school. She went back to swim practice. And the pediatrician called me a few hours later and said, you need to take her to Children's Hospital. Her bilirubin is over 11. So I called her coach. He got her out of the water. She was swimming. And I picked her up. I said, Meredith, grab some stuff from home for 5 minutes. You're probably going to need a night at Children's Hospital in Buffalo while they figure out what's going on. And then we'll just go up there and come home tomorrow. So we went up there, and her bilirubin was almost 20 by that time, which a normal bilirubin is supposed to be less than one. They did some more tests. They did an MRCP the following morning, which ruled out any gallbladder issues. And her coagulation, which is like her clotting factors, were also very off, which signaled them that this was a liver issue, not something else. So they made contact with the University of Pittsburgh Children's Hospital, which is where we are now. And it took some time to get that all together, but they transported her overnight in an ambulance with me here, where we've been ever since. I had originally reached out to the community just on my social media Facebook page, just asking for prayers and asking for people to think about her and let them figure out what's going on. And it was shared over and over and over again. And the prayers and the support and the messages are unbelievably, overwhelmingly supportive. at a time when we had no idea what was happening. We knew we had more and more people all the time standing with us, and Meredith got quite an army. One of her nurses here wrote her goal for the day. The one day when they realized that the liver was beyond comeback was that Meredith was going to wait for a shiny new liver. And I used that as my picture that morning for her social media update, because everyone always wanted to know how she was doing, and I always wanted to keep everyone updated. And the hashtag shiny new liver was born, and it just exploded even more. And she gets messages from our community, from our school community, from New York, from all over the United States. She's gotten messages from Portugal and all over, Germany, France. It's crazy how many people are praying, and we are so incredibly grateful for the support that everyone is showing her and us and everyone wanting to help. And we truly just feel the love, and we're so, like I said, I can't even, thankful doesn't even begin to describe it, but that's just the best word I can use.
Wow. I mean, we can hear it in your voice. But, you know, you think about it, it's less than 3 weeks from Halloween.
Yep.
And she has the transplant.
She was in the TNT parade and went to a beautiful homecoming and had swam at all these championship swim meets. She was breaking records all over. And here we didn't know she was in this horrible liver failure. And when they opened her up, and this liver that they showed us was gray and rough, and it looked terrible. And then they showed us the liver that they gave her, and it was pink, and it was shiny, and it was perfusing the most beautiful red blood through it. They can't even believe that she was going on, how she was going on, as well as she was going on with the liver that she had. And they just said her athleticism made all of her other organs so strong that everything was just accommodating for what the liver could not do. And finally, it just couldn't do it anymore, and which is why she showed symptoms.
That's a great message out there for everybody to maybe get more active and take care of yourself, because it might have saved her. Now, there's this transplant happened. What does the recovery effort still look like?
Well, they have to. She's going to be on a slew of medications, and they have to get the meds adjusted just right for her so that she doesn't reject this beautiful gift that this family gave her. Things that we take for granted, that you can just stand up and get out of bed, are very painful right now. And she's working with her therapies here, physical therapy, occupational therapy, to get back just to doing the simple things. She's got a lot of drains and wires and tubes that she's working with, but she is truly the strongest girl I know, and she will do this. She just keeps talking about wanting to get back to the pool.
Incredible. How long do you think she'll be in Pittsburgh, or is that just too early to ask? And how long until it's, do you know that it's, you're out of danger, that it's accepted?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure on that second one. Things look good right now. Like, all of her labs look good. Everything is improving radically from where her old liver left her to where this new liver has picked up. So everything looks good. She has ultrasounds every day. Her blood flow is great to that new liver. They check her constantly. This will be a lifelong change for her, and it will just be an adaptation. She will just have to accommodate to and adjust and thrive with this new liver. As far as being in Pittsburgh, she'll be in the hospital a few more weeks, and then we have to remain in Pittsburgh for frequent follow-ups, a minimum of 8 weeks, best case scenario. So we will be here likely through mid-February.
Well, Sarah, everyone back home is thinking of you, and hope the
absolutely
best. Just incredible. Love to hear the outpouring of support, and glad to hear that things are going well right now. Sarah, thanks so much for being on with us.
No problem. Thank you.
And thanks. Keep up the updates for us, too, because we're all waiting to hear every day.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Sarah Roberts joining us with the story. Just amazing. From,
it really,
you know,
is
almost heartbreaking to the
a
other
miracle
way around, yeah, of her daughter Meredith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.